Alabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, good bacon is to improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon.
I want more! More bacon!
Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
Leftover from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
CV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
People on much of Alaska's coast are told to move inland or get to higher ground. There's a tsunami alert after an earthquake off the coast, magnitude 7.9.
We have tsunami watches and warnings all up and down the coast from Alaska's coastline down towards British Columbia, extending all the way south towards Southern California.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. It's back to work for federal employees furloughed during a three-day partial government shutdown. Democrats are promised a fair debate on immigration and protecting younger immigrants brought here as children.
We now have a window of opportunity where this group has to show that it can work together.
Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Coons, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake.
Ultimately, the president is going to need to get on board in order for the House to vote on it.
President Trump tweeting last night, see with the negotiating table, the deal struck yesterday is only good through February 8th. Fox News, we report, you decide, Jeff Flake.
Rectum.
Drama meets high tech, it's a catfight on The Real Digital Assistants of Silicon Valley.
I'm Siri. I was here first. That makes me the queen of the digital assistants.
I'm Alexa. Yeah, Siri has been here the longest, and she's got the wrinkles and sagging butt to prove it.
Shut up, Alexa. You are so dumb. You have artificial intelligence.
Wow. Sick burn. Are we going to ignore the fact that you got a voice lift to sound younger?
Hold up. We should really be using our energy on something more important.
Like making fun of Google Home.
You read my hard drive.
It's digital drama in your living room. The real digital assistants of Silicon Valley.
On Google Home, I don't have time for this drama. I'm out of here.
Good. Take Cortana with you.
Morning radio programs are a drag. Here's one that follows the letter of the law, starring Greg Budell.
Just like every other foaming rabid psycho in this city with a foolproof plan, you've forgotten you're facing the single finest fighting force ever assembled.
Jay Scott.
I guess it's just you and me, your and this drawer.
Emily Hayes.
But unlike some people, I have a heart, damn it. That miserable little bag of puke.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No, they're quite impressive, bordering on spectacular.
So get ready for the facts, and just the facts, ma'am. Here comes three men and a lady.
Thank God it's Friday!
Huh? Well, it says on the label, Friday only.
Oh.
That's because Rich and I are too busy checking out women.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Emily will be here.
I like to party.
Yeah.
He's
going to join us in just a moment.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
8 minutes after six, not a bad day out there. And no drama today. Sunshine, cooler, but no Arctic air this time. High temperature will tease 60 degrees. Not bad in the dead of winter. West winds at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly clear, chilly, 33 tonight. Tomorrow, more sun, upper 50s. That's exactly normal for this time of the year. Low tomorrow night, 31. There's a great space station flyover early tomorrow evening, too. particularly bright. I'll remind you about that a little bit later. Thursday's high 60 to 62. Friday will be in the low 60s again, mostly sunny. Saturday, decent chance of showers during the day, but rain likely Saturday night and potentially a soaker and lingering showers on Sunday. Sunday's high 60. Right now, this morning, clear skies, southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 61%. Temperature is 42 at 6:09.
Another busy day for you yesterday. All of this in a week from 3 inches of snow to almost 3 inches of rain.
Yeah.
Temperatures ranging with wind chills below zero to over 70
The
span of like 72 hours.
Yeah. So all of this happened within 7 days. All of that drama.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
And now the story breaking this morning is the tsunami watch.
Yeah, there was an earthquake off the coast of Alaska overnight. Originally 8.2, I think they've now adjusted it down to 7.9. But everybody on the coast of Alaska and even parts of Canada told to move inland because of the tsunami threat.
Have you ever seen that? It's grainy. It's not great quality. But the Good Friday earthquake of 1964, where it was such a powerful quake that it drained a bay of its water.
Up in Alaska?
Yeah, and there's a clip of that somewhere online.
Did you see what it did to Anchorage?
That 1964 quake. Phenomenal damage.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this thing develops into a real threat for people living along the Upper West Coast.
Where's our compadres?
Well, I don't see a traffic report here yet, so Jay may be dealing with that.
I think
Emily forgot her medicine.
Yeah, she said she's got to go back and go
pick up her makers. I mean, her medicine
on the nightstand.
Yeah. One of the stories that jumped out today is Neil Diamond.
I saw that
retiring from touring because he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Now he is 77 years old. And he had planned a worldwide retirement tour, but he's cutting that short.
Yeah, there it is.
That's his last appearance there. That's on New Year's Eve, singing Sweet Caroline. Interesting how that song has taken on a second life. I think part of it started with the Boston Red Sox.
Then in the movies.
Yeah.
About the Red Sox. And on and on and on, it became bigger and bigger. Then karaoke came along, and it became one of the biggest karaoke songs of all time. You know, I really like Neil.
Absolutely. He basically has had two careers where in the 60s he was, you know, part of the top 40, teen idol kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made an unbelievable comeback renaissance in the 80s.
Yeah.
With songs like America and some of those drearier things that he did. Didn't he do a duet with somebody too? You Don't Bring Me Flowers?
Oh yeah, with your buddy Barbara.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That I could have done without, but
who gained weight during the administration, during the presidential election, she said.
What is she so worried about? We're doing fine. I'll bet if she's got money in the market, she's probably gotten a lot richer. Some people just need to be miserable, that's all.
She's laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. I'd like to know. I'd love to see, chart the portfolios of some of the Trump haters in the celebrity universe.
Right.
Just to see if they're giving those ill-gotten gains back. A couple of weather things that are worth listening here. This is a lady in North Carolina who was waiting out this most recent snowstorm, and she had some plans.
Uh-oh.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
What man listening doesn't want to be with her right now?
That's right. It's very tempting.
Here's another one that came in this morning. You know, we've been doing these segments on what's in a guy's head.
Mm-hmm.
And this one involves weather.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Well, despite the fact that we had plenty of sunshine, we still had a little bit of
cold. Is this a weather report or an evening gown competition?
It was sunny, but it was still a little bit. foot nip you. In fact,
that is a tight dress.
As a ridge of high pressure begins to settle into the area,
take it to keep her full screen so we can see the high heels.
Through the middle of the week.
I have no idea what she just said about tomorrow's weather.
That's exactly
that
right.
That was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
And consultants report that they're very popular, these good-looking women, but they quiz the people about the weather afterwards, especially the guys.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what they just said.
Because for some reason, the blood is drained from their brain and gone elsewhere. I can't imagine.
Have you seen the L.A. stations? They even show their high-heeled shoes and them walking.
Miami's the worst. The only thing missing on a Miami weather forecast is a stripper pole that they can swing around and point to things at. I'm sure if they worked at it, they could do it. Most of them look like they're not even old enough to drink.
Right.
So, and few have the look of somebody. I've been out there. I know the weather. I've studied it. I've experienced it.
They don't speak with that confidence.
No. They're reading. They're doing something, but. It looks like, in fact, I saw one when I was down there, not at Christmas time, the trip before that. There was a woman on the ABC affiliate that I used to work for down there.
SVIA?
PLG.
PLG, okay.
Who looked like she had just slipped back into the dress she left on some guy's floor and fixed her hair with her head hanging out the window to the radio station. The only thing missing from her getup was a hickey. Really, I mean, she just... A real skankadactyl. I hate to be all war on women.
Can I mention to you, though, how proud I am of you, Digital Rain Boy Gage, second class, for your stellar coverage yesterday, keeping me up to date on your rainfall. And I think by the end of this week, I think we're going to have to do something. I think by the end of this week, we're going to have to do something. Are you into celebrating stuff? And
me? I'm all about a celebration.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do
tomorrow something. Night, we hope to celebrate your one-year anniversary a week later with Baumhauer's.
Are we doing that?
Your 1.004 anniversary?
Yeah, okay.
A year in fraction.
I'll rally the troops. I had some friends that wanted to come last week, but because of the weather...
That's the only time, by the way, that Baumhauer's has ever closed for a weather event.
Yeah.
The only time.
Well, that makes sense last Wednesday, you know.
Here's Brian, our first caller of the morning.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought I'd give you guys a weather report from Bolingbrook, Illinois, where it's snowing quite nicely.
Bolingbrook?
Yep.
Very nice.
Man, I sure hope you don't have to travel from there to downtown Chicago today if it's snowing.
No, I have to travel from here to Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah.
Our transmitter must be doing very well this morning.
We're booming.
Yeah.
We're booming. Bolingbrook, what's the nearest cross section, intersection to where you're staying?
Joliet Road,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a
fun. I'm out here in the industrial section.
If you got nothing better to do, take Joliet Road south till you get to the prison and see how they secure a modern federal pen.
Do I hear a Blues Brothers reference here somewhere?
Well, I mean, it is. I have driven around that many, many times. It's a nice area, especially in the fall, to go out for a ride, see the leaves and the prisons. Nothing. It's just,
Come on, kids.
You know what they say? Let's go look at the prisons and the leaves change colors. It's a
deadly combination.
Yes. So
have a good morning.
Travel safely from Bolingbrook.
Hey, thanks for calling. You're our first Illinois caller of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're
coming
for all 50 states today.
That's right.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing if we actually could do that.
I'm sure we can make it happen.
Well, you do have a busy app, so
If you make it to Hawaii today, we're really going to be needing you to call because Hawaii is always tough to fill in.
It's only 10 hours from O'Hare Airport, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the pontoon kit for this rig.
Buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
Travel safely.
Have fun.
See ya.
All right. Also coming up at the Cheap and Trashy today, we have the latest on the new Kanye and Kim production.
Oh.
Chicago West.
Jeez.
Yeah.
that's a good story. What else did I want to mention this morning? Oh, you know, it's not a big deal, but is there anybody still left in the from the original group Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Robert Lamb and
good.
Home dude that did Keys. He just left not too long ago.
We have a timeline item. I know what you're going for.
Robert Lamb's still in Chicago.
You're going for this date in history.
No. They just lost their drummer, and I didn't know that Danny Serafini, who was the original drummer, had left the band.
Oh, he's been gone for a while.
Long time.
And then we have a big anniversary, too.
Oh, we do?
And you know what that is.
I love Chicago.
Well,
it's the unfortunate one.
Oh.
Well, I know this. On January 23rd, 1967, it was a scheduled day off from school. And Thursday was teacher's record day, and we were supposed to go, my buddy Kerry Watt and I were supposed to go to downtown on the bus and see if we couldn't steal, but get one of those downtown street news vendors to sell us maybe a Playboy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or an adult magazine.
Uh-huh. Scandalous.
Were you successful?
We never got to... I was so mad. My mother said, "You're not going anywhere. It's snowing outside." Mm. And we're supposed to get 4 inches. Well, we ended up with 24 inches.
Whoa.
And that was the snow that was followed by winds out of the northwest at 25 miles an hour that caused such high drifts that we were able to walk across the garage roofs.
News talk, who's this?
Behind our houses from one end of the block all the way to the other.
Wow.
Just
madness.
Climbed up and walked all the way down a long block because the drifts were 20 feet high. It was amazing.
So you expecting 4 inches?
That's what they told us. And had my mother, if I had snuck out, I might have been stuck downtown for days. Because in that storm, over 500,000 vehicles were just abandoned in the road. I did the bread and milk thing. The next day, after the snow had stopped, and it was windy and cold, and my kid sister, the physicist, was only two, and my mom, we were running out of milk for her. So I bundled up, and I trudged, through 2-3 feet of snow, waist deep, all the way to a White Hen Pantry convenience store that was somehow open. On the way there, though, I warmed up in an abandoned Chicago City bus that was sitting there with the door open and the engine running. So I stayed in there until I warmed up and then finished the walk. It was about half a mile. Amazing. Just amazing. Vehicles just everywhere.
Then briefly, one from the 60s when we had an ice storm with snow on top of it. Mm. And then the power's out. Now all the neighbors are at our house because we had gas heat.
Ah.
And so we were able to, with the oven, heat everybody up. And we had to go to the store. So guess how we went to the store? There was no way to travel. We went to the store on a toboggan.
Oh, man.
Me and my brother Bobby got a toboggan, and we went to the store and got what we needed and came back.
That is so cool. Those are great stories, great memories, too. Let's see what Ron has to say. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. What's up?
Is everybody else doing all right?
Hey.
Yeah, Scotty.
Hey, great. Hey, Greg, I got a question for you this morning. It's a why question.
Why?
From listening, I listen about every morning, you know, and I know you love to cook. Why don't you open you up a restaurant, Greg?
I can't even get him to make a recipe book.
I'm for real, though, huh? He could really be highly successful with it.
He's got a fallback plan, I'm sure. Yeah,
I'm sure.
We need to do
all right, man. Say what now?
We need to do a WACV cookbook. We all contribute something.
As much as Greg loves to cook, and just from listening, I know he's an excellent cook.
He's the best.
He wouldn't
even have to do the actual cooking. He could just make sure the recipes are carried out properly.
How is that?
And entertain your guests. Greg, just think how much fun you'd have.
I'd have a ball.
That's what we should do. We should make it entertaining your guests, the WACV style.
How was that extra cheesy hash brown casserole in that burger?
It was amazing because I took my steroid and I hadn't eaten anything, so I had to eat it real quick.
Good.
And I'm sorry if I'm rude.
I had a burger.
Because it's the steroids. Steroids. Fault. Like, I'm ready to be off of them.
We'll check traffic here in a second. Let's see. Today is the 23rd, so there's 8 days plus 14.
more than 3 weeks from today, I think, we've got Valentine's Day on the calendar. Mm-hmm. So stop putting it off and start getting with Brian Jewelry and Prattville. They have been there for 63 years. They have solved the Valentine's and holiday dilemmas for many, many customers. If you are looking to celebrate somebody in the most unique way so that when you give the gift, they know you put some real thought into it, you don't have to tell them that it was Brian Jewelry's thoughts that went into it. Just present them with something that really celebrates who they are. And they can help you with that. And if they have to design it from scratch, they can. However, that clock is ticking. And if you have an eye, if you want something created especially for that special someone, you're going to want to get over there as quickly as possible. You can browse online at brianjewelry.com. And remember, this is the place with the complete showcase devoted to the greatest rivalry in sports. Go to brianjewelry.com or stop by and see him at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Sorry.
Is that my knee doing that?
Your knee was shaking the mic, and then it was doing a little...
I was wondering. I thought baby was growling.
I got my chocolate pot in the car. That's probably why I'm a little wired up. 625 News, Traffic, and Rich's Timeline coming up next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
What time is it?
Alabama's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let it proceed with this week's scheduled execution of 67-year-old inmate Vernon Madison. Madison's lawyers say because of strokes, he can't remember his crime or understand his execution. Madison was found guilty of killing a Mobile police officer in 1985. 51-year-old Edward Allen Martin went hunting on his property last Friday, didn't return home. Officials found him. They believe he fell 18 to 20 feet from a tree stand. He was deceased. It's unclear if his death was because of the fall or a medical event. No foul plays expected. And after a health inspection of 45, the Marathon Foods at 4101 Troy Highway was issued an emergency close order. No hot water in the kitchen, no hand towels at the kitchen sink, ice machine with mold, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the kitchen, and there were other violations. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Okay, so I've had an off day or two.
I enjoy the sound of microphone feedback as much as the next guy.
You get people to say things.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Tuesday morning's going well. Maybe a little leftover dampness on the streets, but not too much. Everything looks good. A lot better than it did yesterday. Lots of rain fell, lots of ponding, and lots of accidents, but we don't have any so far this morning. Everything's looking good on all your major roadways in and around the capital city so far this morning. If your older Toyota is driving like it has the flu, January is your month. You can get 15% off a diagnostic test at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. It's time to call Chad and get your heating unit checked out today. If you need a new unit, call Chad today. Call 264-6464. Why pay retail when you can buy direct? Free. No obligation estimates or second opinions. See Drake on the web at ChadsACDirect.com and save $25 on any repair. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Big money. Call 264-6464, like the girls say.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closet.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, We can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
We are going to have so much fun.
He is having fun with his dog.
It's not just fun, it's a necessity.
It is so much fun.
People, it's fun!
We are all participating in mandatory fun activities.
Oh, seeing that fun?
I am happy. La, 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 la.
Yeah!
I don't know why they say that either. It's 6:30 with the timeline for the 23rd of January. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
342 days remain in this year. Good morning, everybody. Who makes up these national something days? It's National Measure Your Feet Day.
Oh, Lord.
Why? Oh. Why? It's National Pie Day. Okay, that's all right. Also National Handwriting Day. Boy, my handwriting was okay when I was a kid, but it's gotten worse because I don't care anymore. I type everything, and like for instance,
same for me.
See how awful that is? This is awful.
But you can read it. That's yeah, what matters.
Yeah. If I have to write more than like a sentence or two, yeah, my hand starts to cramp. It's like,
do you do it in cursive?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
I do kind of a lazy cursive.
1556 on this day, deadliest earthquake in history, rocks China. Estimated 830,000 people died in an earthquake. 76 years ago in 1942, a genius by the name of Earl Tupper bought a manufacturing plant and invented Tupperware and introduced it to the public in 1945. So his name was Earl Tupper. It became Tupperware. Can you imagine if his name was like Dingleberry?
Hey, you know what? In his honor, we should all burp on Tupperware. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you very much, Greg. 61 years ago, 1957, a toy company named Wham-O creates the first Frisbee. They have sold over 100 million. Oh, actually, by 1977, they did. Special place in my heart for Frisbee. It means summertime. You know, 4 months ago when I went up to Southern California for that weather conference, we took an afternoon off, a Monday afternoon off. Five Mets from around the country, buddies, went to Huntington Beach. We went to In-N-Out Burger on the way. And,
oh, wow.
Then we went onto the beach. And one of our buddies had wandered away and then came back with a Frisbee. So all of a sudden, five grown men became boys again.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I love that.
Great story.
1965 on this date, Downtown made Petula Clark the first female singer to have a U.S. number one single since 1952. Now, they recorded it in three takes. They actually used the second take. And guess who was on that session? A session player. Jimmy Page played on Downtown.
Wow.
Oh, that's a great, great fact. That's a great fact.
Wow.
45 years ago, 1973, President Richard Nixon announced that the accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War. 43 years ago, this is a great sitcom, 1975, Barney Miller debuts on ABC. Hal Linden, Jack Sue, Max Gale, Steve Landensberg. Boy, that was a funny, funny sitcom. Lasted 8 seasons. The miniseries Roots debuted on this date 41 years ago in 1977, most watched miniseries in history. It was on ABC. Our song of the day is from the Doobie Brothers, who in 1976 almost threw in the towel. Their lead singer, Tom Johnson, was sidelined with stomach ulcers, forcing cancellation of much of the tour. That's when they picked up the phone and called a good buddy, Michael McDonald, who was looking for gig at the time. So they recorded an album. First cut on the new partnership was this one on your timeline this morning. Stand by. We are taking it to the streets.
You don't know me, but I'm your bro. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind.
enjoy this song.
Yeah, you do.
But for some reason, I just always chuckle whenever I hear Michael McDonald
on a Doobie Brothers song.
Sounds like he's straining to take a poo.
But we know now that they would just needed a lead singer, and they were going to disband the band. Tomorrow, Rick Springfield on the timeline. 40 years ago, 1978, I remember this day well, musician-songwriter Terry Kath, original guitarist, founding member of Chicago, accidentally shot himself. They're at a party in Woodland Hills, California. Kath picks up the gun, a pistol, leaning back in the chair. He said, "Don't worry. I looked. The clip's not even in it." To satisfy Johnson, Kath showed him the empty magazine. And then Kath replaced the magazine in the gun, put the gun to his temple, pulled the trigger. Well, of course, there was one round in the chamber, and he died instantly.
I remember them interrupting WGN-TV, whatever I was watching, to pass that story along.
Fool.
It's like, oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Who was that other star who took a blank gun, you know, that shoots blanks, and put it to his head and killed himself? You could actually kill yourself with a blank.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing about Terry Kath was, I love early Chicago.
It's
so good. Like, South California Purples is a jam. And Jimi Hendrix said that Terry Kath was a way better guitarist or musician.
Can you imagine?
Than he was. And, like,
from coming
little
from
voice, too.
Yeah.
Make me smile.
I love Terry Kath.
35 years ago, 1983, the A-Team debuts on NBC. Pity the fool that doesn't know that.
Right?
33 years ago, 1985, O.J. Simpson becomes the first Heisman Trophy winner elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Fellow Heisman Trophy winner Roger Staubach also elected that year, but because Simpson went first in the alphabet before Staubach, he got in first. 29 years ago, Salvador Dali died at the age of 84, famous artist. 27 years ago in 1991, the IRS began auctioning off Willie Nelson's property to satisfy back taxes. He owed $16 million.
Oh.
You know, I can understand how you can get a few thousand off with them.
Yeah, get a few here.
But when you are $16 million in arrears, it's hard to have sympathy. Sorry.
18 years ago, 2000, the Golden Globes' American Beauty won the best film, and The Sopranos won the best TV show. Oh, yeah. 13 years ago, on this date in 2005, legendary Tonight Show host Johnny Carson passed away from complications related to emphysema. That was a Sunday. When we got... on the Saturday before that, I had a bunch of people over the house. We did an all-day Johnny Carson marathon at the house. We had no idea what his health was. We all said goodbye. Following day, we wake up in the morning and find out he's dead. That's really weird.
That's
the mic.
I don't know why that.
Your leg is hitting the desk, and the desk is shaking this thing.
Sounds like a helicopter.
I have RLS.
Oh, yes.
I think maybe the timeline is running too long.
I thought we were just going to check in with Chopper Dave and see what the traffic's doing.
Yeah.
We'll move along here.
Exactly.
7 years ago, 2011, America's true guru of physical fitness, Jack LaLanne, died. He was 96.
I had him as a guest on my show when he pulled a boat down the Intracoastal Waterway with his teeth.
Is that right?
Good at Lord. 72 years old.
Whoa.
That's amazing. Oh, John Eric Hexum, Roz is telling me, is the guy that I was thinking of that with the put the blank gun to his head.
Oh, okay.
What an idiot. Princess, and the dead idiot too. Princess Caroline of Monaco is 61, the eldest daughter of Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier. Casey and the Sunshine Band co-founder Richard Finch is 64. Richard Dean Anderson is 68, the original MacGyver. Anita Pointer is 70 from the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. And then Jump and He's So Shy. Those songs. 10 days we are till Groundhog Day. I had all these countdowns and I don't have them with me. Oh my gosh, 22 days till Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know how many to your birthday.
It's okay.
And I had all of these great things to say about all this stuff.
37 days.
Okay. And I think we're 78 days.
Yay!
I think we're 78 days until Daddy gives away his goose in South Florida.
Boy, when you put it that way, that makes me emotional.
Really? I was going to say, I don't think you've ever put it that way before. Good Lord.
And we'll make that the end of the timeline. How about that?
With your host, Rich Thomas. Hey, have you heard of the Princess microphone? I guess it's a toy. It's like Mr. Microphone, except for kids.
And it's called the Princess microphone?
Yeah, and it was available this last Christmas time.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Now, that's Mr. Microphone. Right. This is a kid with a deeply regretful parent that they bought this thing.
I consider myself to be
luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Glad you bought that, Mom. They still think that was a good idea.
Man, no. I know what I'm getting this Christmas for a bunch of people.
Let's take a quick look at, this is the last day, Tuesday, for this week's Food Outlet specials, which include top sirloin steak at $2.98 a pound. Mm-hmm. You may ask how it is when I prepare it for my coworkers here, probably tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't get steak the other day, did I?
Well, you weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, well, you really can't keep weren't.
The only thing he doesn't have is the horns, but he is very Satan-like because he's trying to tempt me.
Is that what I'm doing?
I think
Thursday's going to be fried bologna day. They got their bologna two for
you
three.
You keep
separate
talking about the fried bologna, but you've never done it.
Well, you know, I'd rather be accused of a woman about talking about...
Oh, they just showed on Fox News the vigil.
If they would just let that go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually made, that Taco Bell thing made our show prep today.
That's fantastic.
I have been tagged in so many things about the Taco Bell. I can't anymore.
What is this a clip? What is that?
What?
Well, there's a couple of clips.
Her Baja Blast song, God bless her.
Where is this? I may as well play it. Yeah, Baja Blast.
Baja Blast. Baja Blast. Baja Blast. She apparently did some comedic bit at that Taco Bell.
Somebody, I don't know if this is one of our local reporters, made some inexcusable puns, it says.
Oh, it was. It was from SNL.
It says about talking about.
In nacho average way.
Oh, God.
Some didn't want to talk about it. Talk about the things you do for the ones you love.
No, y'all. Man, this is why we can't have anything nice.
Hey.
Hashtag sick to my stomach.
WSFA, why don't you change your slogan to let us entertain
you? Oh.
Duh. I thought.
Really, this piece of crap, you know what pisses me off about this?
What?
What's that, Greg?
Well, I mean, first of all, Alabama could use some publicity of a more...
Yeah, can't have it for anything positive, though.
Right.
Have to mourn a Gordita
crunch. I'm sorry, I think back to the fact that, you know, we... came together as a community to help a guy out before Christmas time when his wife passed away.
Right.
And none of these local idiots in TV thought was newsworthy. Well, screw them. So, really.
So the last thing Alabama was in the national spotlight before was Roy Moore riding his horse up to the polls.
And his little pistol.
Yeah, that really worked well for the outcome of that election, too.
Yeah, he's a little pissed.
$10 of free shopping and Food Outlet coming up with...
Oh, bless it.
The pop quiz that follows Random Facts with Jay. I'm still working on my convoluted intro for today at 6:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
The forecast is uneventful for a few days, and that's good. Sunshine, cooler today, but not cold. This time. High today, around 60 thereabouts. West wind 6 to 12. Mostly clear, chilly 33 tonight. More sun, upper 50s tomorrow. Low tomorrow night 31. Thursday's high 60 to 62. Friday's high, low 60s again. Mostly sunny. Saturday, good chance of rain during the day. but rain likely Saturday night and potentially a soaker, too. And then lingering showers on Sunday. Sunday's high around 60. And this morning, with southwest winds at 7 miles per hour and clear skies, our temperature is 42 at 644. You know, I'm going to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body right now, and I'm proud to say that I haven't been to Montgomery Paint and Body in over a year. Now, I put it that way because I know that I will need them again someday, and I know that they'll be there for me. And they know that I've been there a lot. In 30 years, 30 years plus, I've been going to Montgomery Paint and Body because they're the best. They're unquestionably the best. And when I have a boo-boo on my vehicle, it's going to go to MPB. Because, you know, I always marvel when I see Donnie or Brandon checking over the car, and now they got an iPad, and they're kind of looking, and they're you can see them thinking, and they're looking under stuff and everything, and they're saying, well, you know, there could be something back there that, you know, and I don't even know what they're talking about, because I'm looking at the visible damage, and they're looking at what could be lurking behind the visible damage. That's why I keep coming back to Montgomery Paint and Body. I get excited when I pick up the car, too, because it's always detailed. Like, it just came off the showroom floor, so it's always exciting to pick up your car. Look, they work well with the insurance companies, too, because they're straight shooters. So give them a call. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W. They're on East Shirley Lane off the Eastern Boulevard. Tell them I sent you. Montgomery Paint and Body, they'll fix your car as good as new, and maybe better.
Lots to cover in the world of the Cheap and Trash, including the Razzie Award nominees. That's just ahead at 6:45.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything still looks real good out on the interstate systems this morning. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear as well. Don't see anything on the 31 so far. Taylor and Vaughn are looking good as well. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register and get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers, call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I've got some good news for you today. We'll be better off if we know when to keep silent. In 2009, an Illinois man sued a cola company for $50,000, claiming that he became violently ill after drinking a can of their citrus soda pop. He also claimed that he found a dead mouse inside the can. The cola company fought the suit in court and won. Their defense? Well, they argued that the mouse must have been placed in the can after it had been opened. How did they know? Because a mouse carcass submerged in citrus soda will dissolve completely within 30 days due to the high acidity. That doesn't make me want to drink their citrus soda. Ecclesiastes 3:7 reminds us, there's a time to be silent and a time to speak, and this might have been a good time for them to stay silent. So, will my words be helpful today? Do I need to speak at all? I'll be better off if I know when to keep my mouth shut. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me, and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate, and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's how the end of the government shutdown will affect you. The flu season will officially end. The McRib will be back. That guy in the Beamer won't cut you off anymore. Your cat will stop ignoring you. Everything will be pumpkin spice. Guys will enjoy Valentine's Day. The barista at Starbucks will finally get your name right. Nickelback won't suck anymore. Groundhog Day will become a national holiday. Casual Thursdays will begin. And even cab drivers will use their turn signals.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trashy at 6:50 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. The Razzie Awards were announced yesterday, and I'd like to invite Jay into this dialogue because some of his favorite movies made it, like Transformers.
Yeah, I can easily see why.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear this.
Worst Picture nominees, Transformers, 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, worst. Of course, it's horrible, but it's so good. And the new one comes out February 9th. Huh?
What's that going to be?
50 Shades Free. Don't shake your head at me. It's trash, and I'll watch it.
What's the plot in the next one? The entire? I mean...
You know what? You obviously have not read the books. Therefore, you cannot speak on the subject.
You're so naughty.
Baywatch, the emoji movie, which is the first movie they've allowed to be shown in Saudi Arabia.
So horrible.
And The Mummy, featuring the dummy, Tom Cruise. Mm. Although he's a very rich dummy, I'll give him credit for that. He also was nominated for Worst Actor, along with Johnny Depp, for Pirates of the Caribbean. Because his drunk act is getting a little old. Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades Darker, got a nomination for Worst Actor. Zac Efron for Baywatch. And Mark Wahlberg for Daddy's Home and Transformers. And Worst Actress include Katherine Heigl for Unforgettable. Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades Darker.
Ain't nobody hurt my feelings on this. It's not like cinematic gold. I just want to see the story wrapped up. I read the books. I want to see how they put it on a film. The last one's coming out in February. I'm going to watch it. Do I own it? Yes, I own both of them. I ain't got no shame.
Yo, Jay, remind me, 722, the Oscar nominee.
I'll be on it. Don't worry.
Thanks.
We better see Gary Oldman's name on that thing, or we'll know it's a joke. Other Worst Actress nominees include Jennifer Lawrence for Mother! Exclamation point. Tyler Perry for Boo 2, Madea Halloween. One of those Madea movies was on...
Oh, no.
Your bag just fell.
It's fall.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen.
Your sack dropped.
Wish I would have said that.
And I feed these people good food every morning.
My compliments to the chef, by the way.
Son, we told you it was bound to happen.
Well, Emily.
This is so good.
This is what happens when you're in horror movies like It.
What?
14-year-old Jack Dylan Grazer posted an apology after a video popped up showing him taking a hit off a blunt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, he's a 14-year-old kid.
Is that what we're expecting from our 14-year-old?
I know what some of my friends were doing at 14.
Hey, it says here that Kurt Russell is the sexiest Santa Claus ever.
Oh, Lord. Are we doing
that? I've never seen him as a Santa Claus.
It's coming out on Netflix. Christmas movie.
Okay.
God, and I hope it doesn't ridicule or mock Santa or make Santa act poorly.
On opioid or something.
Jake's Tapper from CNN says the Patriots are cheaters. And the oldest living actress in Hollywood, Connie Sawyer, passed away at the age of 105.
Was she...
Cause of death, her sax dropped.
Was she in anything substantially?
I got to check that out. I got to do a little more research on that, and I apologize for not having done that. I didn't have time. I was busy making breakfast
burgers.
For my friends, my coworkers.
They were great.
Oh, and this just in on the new Kim and Kanye baby.
Next, Chicago West. Kim and Kanye's baby is born, and they decide to name it Chicago West? Wait, that's the name of the baby? I thought it was another one of those Chicago shows.
Mr. and Mrs. West, Chicago is in the east wing of the South Los Angeles Hospital.
Don't forget to bring North.
I am so confused.
You doctors are saints. Murmur? No, not you, saint.
It's Chicago West, not a medical drama, but an actual living baby. These kids will need lots of therapy.
It's like the Phoenix family who named their kids... River, and what's the other?
Joaquin.
And then they have a brother that's really got a weird... Oh, Rain, like Rain.
I'm going to go.
Right. Okay.
You really need to...
You're in a coughing jag?
When I say I'm going to go, I was telling... Y'all were out of here, and I told Rich. I was like, I haven't taken the medicine that stops my cough because it makes me drowsy and loopy, but... I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
And kids at home, the next 2 hours of this show are going to be really good.
I just want to apologize in advance for my performance in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours.
Cough drop might help for the temporary.
No. It doesn't.
Okay.
Trust me.
You haven't popped a Halls or anything?
No.
You haven't?
Today?
Today?
You haven't tried?
Oh, I've tried.
Okay.
Tried everything, Jay.
I'm just offering suggestions, that's all.
I still have that maker's mark in my car.
In your car?
It's not open.
Show just got better.
All right. Joining us, Morris Capuano. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Emily. I hope you feel better. It sounds like you're about to...
She's out of the room.
Yeah, she's
she's already gone.
Yeah, she's ran out of the room.
She's skedaddled.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys are having a good morning. Y'all must do a lot of prep work on that. Cheap and Trashy. I've heard of all those people that have never seen any of those movies.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm proud to say I didn't see any movie, but I did have to, because Jay will take a chance on a movie once in a while.
Right. You know, out of all of those, I think I saw that was the Transformers thing. The rest of that, God, 50 Shades, good Lord, you'll never catch me dead in a theater watching that.
Hey, guys, you know, we're in 2018, and I actually got a notice in the mail yesterday. 10 years ago, I got an adjustable rate mortgage on my home when I refinanced. And I got notification yesterday I had locked in an interest rate of 4.875% 10 years ago. My interest rate is dropping a 0.5%. And I had a principal and interest reduction for 10 years. I was thankful to do that. But there are a lot of people out there and we're beginning to get phone calls who locked in at a rate in 08 or 07, if they had interest only, they have to start amortizing the remaining balance at an adjustable rate. And with adjustable rates going up, with fixed rates going up, what a person is looking at is if they bought a home for $250,000 and $300,000 and put 15% down, and they didn't make any principal reductions, they have to take that $285,000 remaining over 20 years at a new rate in an interest rate environment, and that payment's going to definitely go up. So 7, 8, which were the years when all of this was taking place, a lot of people have this interest-only mortgages, and they need to consider refinancing the balance unless they either sold the home or they pay down the principal, because their payments, they're going to have payment shock. That's an example of what's happening when the housing market took place in 6, 7, 8. That's what's coming to fruition now. So that's really important that anybody kind of looks at their 30-year fixed rate, make sure they have a fixed rate that's fixed, or they didn't have interest only, or hopefully they made principal reductions. But if you didn't,